Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into Zoom's third quarter earnings results for fiscal year 2025. We've got the earnings call transcript, the press release, the investor deck, and we're pulling out the most interesting stuff for you guys. And right off the bat, it looks like Zoom exceeded expectations for both revenue and profitability.
Yeah, they did. And they even changed their name from Zoom Video Communications, Inc. to just Zoom Communications, Inc., which I think speaks volumes about their ambitions beyond video conferencing.
Interesting. All right, so let's get into the numbers. What were the key figures that stood out to you?
They reported earnings per share of $1.38, which actually surpassed the high end of their guidance by $0.07. And this indicates stronger profitability than was anticipated.
Okay, so exceeding expectations on profitability is always a good sign. What about revenue? Did they manage to grow in this economic climate?
They did. Revenue came in at $1.178 billion. That's a 3.6% increase year over year, which also exceeded both analyst expectations and their own guidance.
That's a pretty solid performance, especially considering the current economic headwinds businesses are facing.
Exactly. And they've actually raised their revenue outlook for the full fiscal year 2025 to a range of $4.656 billion to $4.661 billion, which suggests they're feeling confident about their ability to sustain this momentum.
But 2.9% growth for the full year seems modest compared to their previous performance. Do you think they're being cautiously optimistic, or is there something else at play?
Well, they did acknowledge the mixed macroeconomic environment as a potential factor. It's possible they're being a bit conservative with their projections, given the uncertainties in the global market.
That makes sense. But it's not all about overall revenue, right? We need to see where that revenue is coming from.
Absolutely. A significant portion of their revenue growth came from their enterprise segment, which saw a 5.8% increase year over year. This indicates that businesses are continuing to adopt Zoom's platform, even as some individuals may be returning to in-person work.
So even though overall revenue growth might seem modest, the fact that their enterprise segment is thriving is a good sign. Does this point to a shift in their target audience, perhaps moving away from individual users and focusing more on businesses?
It's possible. The data certainly suggests a growing reliance on their enterprise customers for revenue. However, we shouldn't discount the individual user segment entirely. Their online revenue, while flat year over year, still contributes significantly to their overall revenue.
Right. It seems like they're trying to strike a balance between catering to both individual users and businesses. But let's talk a bit more about that enterprise growth. What's driving this success, aside from the general trend of businesses adopting hybrid work models?
One factor could be Zoom's strategic shift toward becoming an AI-first work platform. They're heavily investing in AI features and integrations, which seem to be resonating with businesses looking to enhance productivity and streamline workflows.
I'm curious to learn more about this AI strategy. What specific AI features are they offering, and how are businesses actually using them?
Well, one of their flagship AI offerings is the AI Companion, which saw a massive 59% quarter-over-quarter growth in monthly active users. This suggests there's strong demand for AI-powered tools that can assist with tasks like meeting summaries, scheduling, and even generating content.
That's an impressive growth rate. It seems like they've hit a nerve with the AI Companion. But are they just giving these features away, or is there a plan to monetize them?
They're taking a multifaceted approach to monetizing their AI offerings.
Okay, before we get into that, I think we need to pause for a moment and come back to this AI strategy in more detail. I'm really intrigued by what they're doing, and I'm sure our listeners are too. We'll be back in a moment to unpack this further.
All right, so let's pick up where we left off and dig a little deeper into Zoom's AI strategy and how they're weaving it into their different products and services.
You mentioned they're taking a multifaceted approach to monetizing their AI features. So what exactly does that look like?
Well, it's kind of a mix, you know, a blend of offering a free version with the option to upgrade for a more specialized experience. So they have this free AI Companion, right, which is available to all users. And that really showcases the capabilities of AI. But then on top of that, they have these paid add-ons for specific industries that offer more customized features to meet very unique needs.
So kind of like a freemium model, get people hooked on the basic AI features and then offer premium options for those who want to take it further.
Exactly. And it's not like the free tier is just a stripped-down version or anything. It's surprisingly robust, actually. It offers things like meeting summaries, Smart Compose, and even the ability to ask the AI Companion questions about past meetings.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So the free tier acts as both a customer acquisition tool and a way to demonstrate the value of AI. Pretty smart. What are those paid add-ons? What kind of things are they offering there?
Well, the Custom AI Companion add-on is launching early next year, and it allows customers to connect their own data sources, integrate with third-party apps, and even create custom AI avatars.
So it's about tailoring the AI experience to meet specific customer needs and really weaving it into their existing workflows.
Exactly, and they're going a step further. By developing industry-specific add-ons for things like healthcare and education, you can imagine an AI companion that can understand medical terminology or assist teachers with lesson planning.
Wow, that's incredible. They're really pushing the boundaries of what AI can do in the workplace. And it's not just limited to the AI companion, right? They're also integrating AI into their other products and services.
Yeah, for sure. They're weaving AI into their contact center platform, which is a paid service.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first half of 2025, they're releasing a new AI-powered solution specifically designed for frontline workers.
So it seems like their overarching strategy is to make AI an integral part of the entire Zoom ecosystem.
Exactly. They want AI to be this invisible hand that makes everything smoother, more efficient, and ultimately more productive.
It sounds like this AI-first strategy is definitely paying off in terms of attracting new customers, as evidenced by that impressive 59% user growth for AI Companion. But are there specific examples of how this strategy is translating into tangible business outcomes?
Yeah, so they mentioned a significant win with a large insurance company that switched to Zoom's platform specifically because of the free AI Companion and its potential to help them reduce their total cost of ownership.
That's a pretty powerful testament to the value proposition of these AI-powered tools. It's not just about cool features, it's about delivering real cost savings and efficiency gains for businesses.
Absolutely, and let's not forget about their expansion into the contact center market. I mean, that massive 20,000-seat deal with Agencia Tributaria in Spain is huge. It signals that they're becoming a serious contender in that space.
Yeah, it's remarkable how they're leveraging their core strengths in video conferencing and expanding into all these new markets. And they're not just dipping their toes in the water, they're diving in head first.
Yeah, and they're doing all of this while navigating a challenging economic environment.
Right, they acknowledge that mixed macroeconomic environment, but they still raise their revenue and profitability outlook for the full fiscal year. That shows a certain level of confidence, don't you think?
It certainly does. And to further underscore that confidence, they've announced a $1.2 billion share buyback authorization, bringing the total to approximately $2 billion.
Wow, so they're literally putting their money where their mouth is. They believe in their future prospects, and they're willing to invest in themselves.
Exactly. It's a strong signal to investors, and it's a clear indication that they see continued growth and profitability on the horizon.
Okay, so we've got strong earnings, an aggressive AI strategy, impressive customer wins, and share buybacks. It sounds like Zoom is firing on all cylinders.
They're definitely making some bold moves and positioning themselves strategically for long-term success. Of course, it's not all smooth sailing.
All right, there are always challenges. Let's talk about those and what potential roadblocks Zoom might encounter on this journey. We spent some time highlighting all the positives for Zoom, the earnings, the strategy, but like any company, they've got challenges too. What do you think are some of the headwinds that Zoom might be facing in the coming quarters?
Well, one thing that jumps out is their gross margin. It went down a bit this quarter, which they say is because of all that investment in AI.
Yeah, they're really putting a lot of resources into developing all this AI, right? But is that sustainable, especially if those investments aren't paying off right away?
It's definitely a concern, and it's something to watch closely. I mean, they're still projecting a gross margin of about 79% for the whole fiscal year, so they're optimistic. But it does raise the question of how long can they keep investing so heavily before they need to show some serious returns?
Right. And then there's always that economic uncertainty hanging over everything. I mean, they raise their guidance, which is good, but those macroeconomic headwinds could still affect their growth, especially if businesses start tightening their belts.
Absolutely, yeah. And looking at things geographically, it's a mixed bag. Their revenue growth in the Americas and EMEA is still strong, but they had zero growth in the APAC region. So that might be a sign that they're having some trouble breaking into certain international markets.
So diversifying their revenue geographically is probably something they need to focus on, right? But what about the competition? There are a lot of big players out there like Microsoft and Google.
Yeah.
They're all pushing their own video conferencing and collaboration platforms too. How's Zoom going to stay ahead of the pack?
Well, I think that AI-first strategy we've been talking about is key. They're making a big bet that by building AI into the core of their platform, they can offer something truly unique that sets them apart from everyone else.
So it's not just about video calls anymore, is it? It's about creating a whole ecosystem powered by AI that makes every aspect of work better.
Exactly. And they're aiming to be the platform of choice for any business that wants to use AI to increase productivity, streamline their workflows, and gain a competitive advantage.
It's a pretty ambitious goal, and it'll be really interesting to see if they can pull it off. But as we wrap up this deep dive into Zoom, I think it's worth taking a step back and thinking about the bigger picture here. What does this transformation that Zoom is going through tell us about the future of work in general?
It tells us that AI is not some far-off, futuristic thing anymore. It's becoming a real part of the modern workplace. And as AI keeps getting more advanced, it's going to change how we work, how we collaborate, how we communicate, everything.
It definitely makes you wonder, right? Will AI start automating all these tasks that we do now and free us up to focus on more strategic stuff? Will it help us become more creative and better at solving problems? Or will it bring a whole bunch of new challenges and ethical dilemmas that we haven't even thought of yet?
All good questions. And honestly, we don't know the answers yet. But one thing's for sure, the future of work is going to be closely tied to AI.
And it seems like Zoom is really trying to be at the forefront of that change. Well, this has been a really interesting look at Zoom's financial performance, their strategy, and their vision for the future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.